Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Would you just slip one hand up and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now lay your hands on yourself. For the Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. I want you to lay your hands upon yourself and say, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Say it again, Lord, you are welcome in this place. Now just lift your hands and receive His glorious presence. Kurt, come help me, son. Sing this. Lord, you are welcome.
Lord, you are welcome.
today, Lord, this is my prayer. This is my passion towards you. And of all that you've done and all that you're going to do, can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy and for all of what you've done in my life. But above all else, with pain. So many times we're in a hurry to get out of your presence. But sometimes we gotta learn how to wait. Wait, I say again, wait on the Lord. Because it's in the overflow. I don't just want the Lord to flow in my life. I want the overflow. Because that's where he pours his oil. And that's where he shows his oil. In the overflow. Come, we're getting ready to worship him. We're getting ready to go there. We're getting ready to tap that place. Thank you.
Come on, worship God. And just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. Testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said why. I said because praise is what I do. Cause I love it all. Come on, lift your voice in this place. Somebody lift up your voice in this place.
Good morning. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. For ushering in your presence, Father God. Thank you for coming in a mighty worship atmosphere. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We shall hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. For you being God all by yourself. A wonderful God. Hallelujah. Holy God. Magnificent God. It's once again your servant come to you, God, bowing down and worshiping you, God, giving your reverence and praise for who you are, Father God. Oh, we thank you for the songs of Zion, God, that we can hear and sing and praise you to, Father God. Father God, it just seems like it just wipes away the problems. It soothes our doubts and our fears. It just builds us up, God. And now we come, Father God, just to enter into your presence, Father God. And we thank you for this opportunity, Father God, as we gather together to hear a word from you, Father God. We come with attitude of gratitude. We're thankful today, Father God, for times such as this when we need a mighty word, Father God. Oh, we need you, Jesus, every day and every hour, Father God, every minute, every second, Father, we're looking to you because you're the answer to it all. Whatever we need, we know that we can call on you and we can rely on you and we can hope and trust in your word, Father God. Our faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior, divine, Father God. You're ready. Was, Father God, to turn from our wicked ways, Father God. You say to pray and to trust, to praise, Father God, and to seek you while you still can. And Father God, just give us a willing spirit to do what you want us to do, Father God. Help us be more obedient to your word, Father God. Help our minds be open to how simple listening to your word and doing the things of God is, Father God. Father, as we go through the week, Father, be with us. Be with our families and our friends, co-workers, those that we meet, Father God. But then let's speak a word of encouragement to them, Father. Let us be mentors and witnesses, Father God. Let them know that you're real, that you care for them, that you're concerned about them, that you can do anything but fail, Father God. And if they stand in a need, that you're the provider, that you are their help, Father God. Let those that are sick in the hospitals, in the prison, Father, know that they're not alone. You're right by their side. You're ministering to them, Father. You're healing them. You're breaking some chains loose, Father God. You're working on the criminal system, Father God, to help the innocent ones and those that are in bondage of their minds, Father God. You're loosening them, Father. Oh, Father, we have so much to thank you for, so much to praise you for, so much to pray for. Father God, we're lifting up the nations all over the world, Father God, the leaders, those that are in positions that are making decisions for us all, Father God. We're asking you to release money for those that are in dire need of financial blessings, Father, those that are in need of a mental breakthrough, Father God, asking you to watch the doctors and the scientists, those that are making medications that are supposed to help us, make us feel better, Father God. Then, Father, I'm asking you to bless the children. Watch over the children, God, protection, divine protection as they go to and fro, the innocence of the children, Father God, and our elderly, our seniors that might be abused or not taken care of. And Father God, just help your children each day, Father God. The need gets greater. But hallelujah, God, there's nobody greater than you, Father God. We can search all over and care for nobody greater. Oh, Father God, we come to you, pray before you, Father, bow down humbly, worship you and honoring you, Father God, and asking you, Father God, to forgive us of our sins, Father God, sins of omission and commission, Father God. Sometimes we sin and don't even know it's sin, and Father God. Father God, help us have discernment, Father. Listen to our first minds and follow the mind that you gave us, Father, and not listen to foolishness. of peer pressure and friends and even the voice in our head that's telling us to do wrong, Father. Father God, I'm asking you to change the hearts of those that might want to do wrong, that might want to hurt someone, that have a criminal mindset, Father God. Loose them, Father God. Cover us. We need your covering. We need that extra protection from you, God. And we're thanking you that you have angels charged over us, Father God, keeping us and blocking us from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. We're so grateful for you today, Father God. We lift up holy hands to you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for praise. We thank you for the many blessings that you've given your children, Father God. We know your love of God, for your love, Father. We shout glory to you, Father. Thank you, God, for just choosing us for a time such as this to bring your word, to show you honor and glory to your holy and righteous name, Father. And we're asking you, Father, to bless each and every one that has come to this service today in a special way, Father God. And we say thank you. We are rebuking the wiles of the enemy that might come up against this prayer, this service, Father God, in your precious name. Because we know Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and you, Jesus Christ, is Lord of lords and King of kings. Amen. Now I'm going to read our scripture for today, which is the entire verse of Jonah. One second, I'm just bringing it up. Jonah chapter 1, King James Version. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the sea master came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God would think upon us that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose evil is among us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which have made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew what he fled from, the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wroth and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea, for shall the sea be calm unto you? For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wroth and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, Let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. O thou, O Lord, has done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vow. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And this is the blessed word of the Lord for the blessed people of the Lord. Asking you to put it in your heart and just ponder over the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me a second. Now, I'd like to take this moment out just to welcome everybody on the line. I'm so glad to have you on this particular line of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry today, to worship with us today. You've came to the right place for a mighty word, for good music. The glory of the Lord is definitely upon this place. Praise is what we do. Hallelujah. And now we're going to hear a great word. So we're asking you to get comfortable, bring your books, your pencils, take notes, and you can relax in the comfort of your own home as the word is being brought to you. But again, we say we're grateful that you came to us. So enjoy the lesson for today. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. We speak blessings in your life is our prayer for you. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce the speaker of the hour, our very own shepherdess, Pastor Alfreda Bradford, who's going to bring us the word today. This young, powerful woman of God loves the word. She loves God. She knows the word. She's a great teacher, a great speaker, and God has put a great word in her belly for us. And if she's coming out of Jonah today, we know we're going to get a good word of being obedient in the word of the Lord. So I'm going to introduce our shepherdess today, Pastor Bradford. After the song comes, the voice that you will hear will be of our pastor. Enjoy the service today, and God bless you all. Peace and grace be unto you. The floor will be yours, Pastor, after our song. God bless you.
Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say and tell the Lord yes? Yeah. See yes. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say I'll obey Jesus. Yeah. I walk straight, Jesus. But this time I'm made. I'll say, yeah.
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid.
Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we bless you, Father God, for another opportunity to declare your word, Father God, in all the earth. For we realize that your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So we bless you, Father God, even right now. Oh, Father, we continue to submit and commit the balance of this service, Father God, to you and to you alone. And we thank you, Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Oh, regardless of where you're calling in from, amen. Again, we want to welcome you here. Glory be to God to our services. Amen. Where we meet on Sundays. Amen. Actually, we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. To decree and declare that Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We want to give God the honor on today. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the precious, precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Our three friends. Amen. God in one God in three persons and three personalities. Amen. And bless the Lord. We want to thank our Minister Thurman. Amen. For presiding on today. Amen. Bless you, sister. Amen. And truly, we welcome all of our listeners. Amen. Those of you who have called in, those of you who are listening on the internet today, and those of you who will be listening, amen, God's word never, ever, ever changes. Amen. And we bless God. Amen. We want to talk to you today, amen, for a few minutes, amen, on the subject, let God be God. Let God be God. Amen. Our scripture reading, amen, Jonah, the first chapter of Jonah, which was already read in your hearing. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we have been talking over the last few weeks about vision. Amen. Without the vision, the people perish. Amen. We have encouraged you through the word of God. Amen. That each and every one of us have an innate vision, a divine vision, something that God has planted on the inside of us. We was born with it. Glory be to God. Before the foundations of the world, something that the Lord will have us to do. It is our assignment on earth. It is our contribution to this generation and to the next generation. Not one of us is exempt. You do not need a title. You do not need to be a part of the fivefold ministry. Glory be to God. Everybody, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody has been born with a purpose. Their gifts and callings are without repentance. Glory be to God. And so we have been encouraging you, amen, over the last couple of weeks, amen. And we will continue to encourage you, amen, as the Lord encourages us. Glory be to God. But we also share with you that some people, glory be to God, do not know their vision. They do not know the purpose that they was born. They haven't discovered it yet. So you have some individuals that still discovering, some are seeking to discover, some do not even care.
Glory be to God. But today we want to take a look at a young man named Jonah. Amen. Jonah who knew the vision. Jonah who knew the purpose. Jonah who knew the assignment. Jonah who knew what God would have him to do. Amen. But he just refused to obey. Ah, glory be to God. We want to talk to some of you who are stuck in the middle today. Amen. Glory to God, to see if we can help pull you up, pull you out, and get you going. Amen. In the book of Isaiah, the number 1, verse number 19, the scripture says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. So we see in the word of God that we must be, it's a twofold. Amen. We must be willing and we must be obedient. Now, sometimes we're willing, but we're still not obedient. See? And sometimes we are obedient, but we are not willing, which means we're mumbling and grumbling and complaining the whole time. Well, God is not pleased with that attitude. Glory be to God. Jonah knew the vision. Jonah heard from God. He didn't have to go and seek the prophet. He didn't have to call someone to get some confirmation. Glory be to God. He didn't need to pray or fast anymore. He had already heard from God. God spoke to Jonah clearly. Glory be to God. And verse number 2, it says, God told Jonah, he said, Jonah, get on up, arise, and go to Nineveh, that great city, and I need you to cry against it because their wickedness has come up before me. Oh, Jonah heard. Jonah knew. Glory be to God, but Jonah didn't want to go. Am I talking to anybody today? Am I talking to anybody today? Amen. Glory be to God. And you're telling God, Lord, why me? Lord, can you send somebody else? Lord, not today. Oh, come on, God. Can't you do better than that? Glory be to God, huh? Glory be to God. But Jonah, what he did is he obeyed part of the command and not the whole thing. Because God told him to arise and go to Nineveh. And when you get there, I want you to cry against that great city. Well, Jonah did part of it. He did arise. He did get up. Glory be to God. Jonah, where you go? I'm getting up. Okay. And he arose and he went. Yes, he did. But he didn't go in the direction that God told him to do. So, somebody say partial obedience is disobedience. You can't obey God halfway and think you're going to get an A. You can't obey God halfway and think you're going to get a promotion. Oh, no, baby. We got to go all the way in. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, and Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. So he did just a portion of what God told him to do and not everything that God told him to do. Because instead of him going to Nineveh, the Bible says what he did in verse number 3, it says Jonah got up, he rose up like God told him, but he fled to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. See, he went in the opposite direction to turn around and tell your neighbor, don't go there. He went in the opposite direction of glory be to God. Now, beloved, that's the definition of sin in its most simplest form. When you do the opposite of what God told you to do. When God is telling you to go east and you're going west. When God is telling you to go north and you go south. And you're going the opposite direction. God is calling you to heaven. You're on your way to hell. Glory be to God. God is calling you into obedience. You're walking in disobedience. Baby, that's the definition of sin. And he went down to Joppa. He found a ship that was going in the opposite direction to Tarshish. And he paid the fare. He didn't look for nobody else to pay. He didn't try to sneak his way in. Homeboy went in his pocket, pulled out some money, paid the fare, and he went down. Somebody say he went down. There's only one way to go when you're going in disobedience. He didn't go up. Come on, somebody. He said he went down. Sin is a spiraling downward. It's only one direction to go when you're walking in disobedience. The Bible says he went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You see that? From the presence of the Lord. Oh, Jonah, Jonah, Jonah. Did you really forget that God is everywhere? Ah, come on, somebody, talk to me this morning. Did you really think that you can go in a place, amen, that God gives less attention? Did you really think you can be in a place that God skips? Glory be to God. He forgot that God is everywhere. He paid the fare. Now, beloved, amen, what Jonah did right there, when Jonah pulled that money out and put it, amen, in the collector's hand, he was paying the price for failure. Beloved, you got to count the cost. Oh, you got to count the cost. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Oh, baby, you got to count the cost. Oh, glory be to God. The choice is yours, but the consequences belong to God. Oh, yeah, it was Tarshish. It was Jonah's, amen, decision to disobey. See, but he forgot that God got the consequences. Oh, yeah, it was Adam's decision. Amen, to disobey in the Garden of Eden with Eve, in the Garden of Eden. It was their choice, but they forgot that the consequences belong to, beloved, it's your choice. Oh, you don't have to do it. No, you ain't got to do it. Don't let nobody tell you you got to do it. You don't have to do it. It's your choice. But guess what? Just don't forget, the consequences belong to God. There's consequences to every decision. To every action, there is a reaction. Oh, baby, you're going to reap what you sow. Hallelujah. You're going to reap what you sow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you sow, hallelujah, disobedience, oh, you're going to reap a whirlwind. Let me tell you. And if you sow obedience, oh, there's a blessing coming your way. The Bible tells us that Jonah went down on a ship. And homeboy had the nerve to go to sleep. Well, I guess so. He probably was mentally distressed. How can you walk in disobedience and have peace? How can you walk in obedience and say, hey, everything is good, chummy, everything is fine? Oh, no, baby, I'm sure his peace was not there. Homeboy said, I got to lay down. I'm stressed out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He laid down in the ship and he went to sleep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? That dream, that vision that God put on him, inside of him, those instructions, that didn't go to sleep. No, let me tell you something. Glory be to God. That dream was still alive. God had spoken directly to Jonah, told Jonah what to do. His body might have been asleep, but you best believe the vision was still alive. So turn around and tell your neighbor, say, wake up the vision. You've been sleeping too long. Come on now. Glory be to God. It's a time to sleep and it's a time to get up. Wake up that vision. Glory, God is counting on you. Wake up. Glory, you're late. God has called you to do something. God is calling you to go somewhere. God is calling you on an assignment and you know what it is. Stop acting like you don't know. Glory be to God. These were instructions that God gave Jonah. It was already on the inside of Jonah. It had already trickled through his head, through his heart, and his spirit. And guess what? God didn't tell nobody else but Jonah. Come on, somebody. I said, God ain't telling nobody else your business. No, God ain't told nobody else. He ain't told your pastor yet. He ain't told your spouse. He ain't told nobody but you. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn around and say, God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you to tell the Lord yes. God is waiting on you to tell the Lord yes. What's taking you so long? Why you waiting till you accomplish this and accomplish that? Because the bottom line is you ain't going to accomplish nothing walking in disobedience. God can't bless disobedience. God bless this first and bless this first, and then I'm going to get there. God said it don't work that way. No, do what I told you to do, and everything else is going to be blessed because of your obedience. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto thee. Oh, yeah. So Jonah went down. Somebody say, you don't want to go down. Turn around and tell your neighbor, well, Pastor, I'm here by yourself. That's okay, baby. It's okay to talk to yourself. It's all right. Amen. The Bible says the prodigal son was in the pig's pen and then feeding swine. Now, you know, Jews don't even touch swine. Now, here he is in the pig's pen feeding swine, but the Bible says one morning, one good morning. Amen. He woke up and said to himself, sometimes you got to have a conversation with yourself. He said, what's wrong with you, boy? Come on, somebody. Your daddy got everything, and you over here in the pig's pen. Turn around and go home. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm encouraging you this morning to speak to yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went down in the ship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the men came to him and said, arise, O sleeper. Arise, O sleeper. Why? Because when Jonah was on the ship, well, because of his disobedience that brought circumstances, amen, devastating circumstances, he wasn't the only one affected. In verse number 4, it says, the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And the mariners were afraid. And these mighty men was crying out. It says, every man unto his God, with a small g, and cast forth the wares to lighten it of them. In other words, they started throwing stuff off the ship to see if they can lighten up the ship and if this will cause, amen, the storm to stop. But no, it didn't work. Nope, nope, nope. The ship tossing and turning. They thought the ship was about to flip over. And here go Jonas, the troublemaker, sleeping on the ship. Well, beloved, I've come to tell you, when you in disobedience with God, amen, you the troublemaker. It wasn't the other men that caused the storm. It wasn't your neighbor, it wasn't your brother, your sister, it wasn't your spouse, it wasn't your pastor, it wasn't your boss, it wasn't the popo, it wasn't nobody but you. Because he was in disobedience. Glory be to God. See, let me tell you something, the devastation about disobedience. It causes what we call collateral damage. So, in other words, when you're in disobedience and trouble comes to your house, everybody in the house is affected. See, everybody that lives in that house is affected because of your disobedience, collateral damage. Here, everybody on the ship, see? Trouble just didn't swoop in on Jonah. No, everybody in that circle. Amen. Glory be to God. What's the fact? Oh, be careful who's on your ship, baby boy. Baby girls, be careful who's on your ship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they asked Jonah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Verse number 6, it says, so the shipmaster came to him, talking to Jonah, and said to him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. In other words, they said, we don't want to die because you're dying. Now, come on now. I like you and all that. Yeah, but I got a life to live. I don't want to suffer because of what you did. Shoot, I got to deal with my own stuff. They said, come on, boy. Get it together. You're the one here. You're the troublemaker. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because they had already cast lots. Amen. In verse number 7, it tells us, so they knew who the troublemaker was, and it fell on Jonah. Hallelujah. Verse number 8 says, then they said unto him, tell us, Jonah, for what cause this evil is come upon us? In other words, they said, Jonah, why are you going this far? Why are you going to this extreme, Jonah? Come on, boy. Why you had to go there? Glory be to God. Couldn't you just have turned around before it was too late? Glory be to God. If you had only told the Lord yes, we wouldn't be in this situation. Situations would have been have changed if you had just told the Lord, yes, this type of devastation wouldn't have hit our house. We wouldn't have been going through this financial situation, this physical situation, this mental situation, this trauma, this drama, this devastation. If you had just told the Lord, yes. Why have you gone to this extreme? Somebody turn around and say, tell your Lord, yes. Come on now, somebody. Just tell the Lord, yes, glory be to God. I ain't holding on no more. I surrender all. I give it up. I'm coming out with my hands up. Glory be to God. Lord, I've been fighting this thing. I ain't going to fight it no more. I've been trying to do this thing another way. I ain't going to try to do it another way no more. God, is your will, your time, your way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I've been a fearful, Father God. Hallelujah. But God, I'm going to let the fear go. Father God, I'm just going to jump in. I'm just going to jump in this thing, Father God, because I know this is what you want me to do. I'm not going to delay another day. I'm not going to delay another hour. I'm coming out right now. Tell the Lord yes. So Jonah said, all right, boys, okay, this is what we're going to do. He said, just throw me overboard. He said, just pick me up. Throw me overboard, and he says, and your lives will be saved. You ain't got to worry about dying. Glory be to God. He told them that in verse number 12. He said, look here, I tell you what. He said, take me up, cast me forth in the sea, and so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake, this great tempest is upon you. But when we read on in verse number 13, you find out the men really didn't want to do it. See, it says, nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land. They were still trying to get the ship to land. They were still trying to bring peace. Come on, somebody. You're still trying to save the situation. You're still trying to save the house from foreclosure. You're still trying to save this person's life. They was pressing in. They were still trying to make amends. They said, well, let's just try. But they said, no matter how hard they try, baby, let me tell you something. Your arms are too short to box with God. Baby, let me tell you something. Hallelujah. When you're up against God, the only thing you can do is surrender. They tried hard, amen, to go against it. They didn't realize they were going against the will of God. They were going against the grain. They didn't want to throw Jonah overboard. See? But so they tried to save Jonah, but then on the other end, glory be to God, they tried to save their life. They said, okay, we don't want him to die, but we don't want to die either. Glory be to God. We see that in verse 14. It says, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life. Huh? And lay not upon us innocent blood. For thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. In other words, they said, God, we don't want to kill this man. But now, to be truthful, we don't want to die either. Come on, somebody. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, glory be to God. They said, somebody got to make a decision. I turn around and tell your neighbor, say, somebody got to make a decision. Yeah, hallelujah. So, amen, the Bible tells us that they threw Jonah overboard. Can you imagine? And we don't know if Jonah knew how to swim or not. Glory be to God. Amen. It's a good time to learn. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. Jonah was on shutdown. Baby, let me tell you something. When you're walking in disobedience to God, God will shut you down. God will give you time out. God will put you in a situation where you don't have nothing else to do but consider your ways. How did I get here? Time out. Oh, the devil. No, the devil ain't got nothing to do with this one, baby. The devil ain't got nothing. Don't give the devil no glory here. Time out. You are shut down. Consider your ways. The Bible tells us, can you imagine Jonah? Here comes a big fish and swallow up Jonah. Now, can you imagine what that might have looked like? You imagine, as you continue, it's not for four chapters in this book, amen. It tells us the weeds was all over Jonah's head. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what that would have smelled? Not what it looked like, because I'm sure Jonah didn't have no flashlight near. He couldn't see nothing. But can you imagine what it smelled like? If you end up in some poop, now, y'all, I get a little rotty, amen. I would say another word begin with an S, but I ain't going to go there. You end up in some poop and wonder what you doing in here. How in the world did I get mixed up in this poop? Because you in the belly. Because you in the belly. In other words, wait a minute. 3 days and three nights. Ah, come on, somebody. Ah, oh, glory be to God. You in the grave 3 days and three nights. Jonah was considered dead, beloved. Nobody knew where Jonah was. They could have called the FBI, the CIA, glory be to God, some of the finest. And then to search the ocean where nobody gonna find Jonah. God put you in a place so nobody know where you at. Glory be to God. In the spirit, bro, because while you're on shutdown. Glory be to God, time out. And while Jonah was in this situation of seclusion, God did not renege on his word. Ah, come on, somebody, give the Lord a shout. Hey, God didn't change his mind. God didn't touch the vision that was inside of Jonah is what I'm telling you. And God didn't snatch the vision out. God didn't snatch the mission out. God didn't snatch the instruction out. Jonah was on timeout, but not the dream. Oh, come on, somebody. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. No, God didn't touch the vision, but guess what God did do in those 3 days and three nights? God reinforced it. God had put you in a situation, amen, and God's amen, and saying, did you hear what I said? maybe you didn't hear me. Glory be to God. You know how it is when our mothers, our parents used to put us on punishment, and some of us know what it is, amen, to get a little patting, a little whooping, huh? Did you hear me, boy? Did you hear me, girl? How come, anybody know what I'm talking about? To make sure that you get the message. Oh, that's the love of God on display. Sometimes God got to give us some tough love. Why? Because that's the only thing we understand. Nah, sometimes, amen. Sometimes when people are too nice to you, you take their kindness for a weakness. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You take their kindness for a weakness. Glory be to God. Huh? But sometimes, amen, it got to come and get a little tough. Matter of fact, statistics show most people will honor a tough leader more than they do an easy leader. Yeah, too easy going. God said, okay, amen, honor. Let's get a little tough right here. Glory be to God. Jonah was threw overboard. But not the word of God. The word of God can never go overboard. Come on now. The word of God remains. The word of God never dies. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a living word. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word remains forever. God said he'll honor his word above his name. Hallelujah. And guess what Jonah did, beloved? Amen. When Jonah saw he was stuck. Anybody stuck? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anybody stuck? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And the Bible tells us, beloved, amen, that Jonah prayed. Well, Jonah prayed. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And he didn't say, when I get out of here, I'm going to church on that Sunday. Amen. And I'm going to pray. No, you ain't got time for that because you don't know if you're getting out of this situation. Lord, if you do this for me, I promise. No, let me tell you something. Ain't no guarantee you're getting out of this one. It ain't no guarantee. Our Bible tells us that our God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jonah prayed and God heard him. God heard him. Glory be to God. It tells us in chapter number 2. You can read it for yourself. Jonah, chapter number 2. And it says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God. Out of the fish's belly, right where he was. What, beloved, amen, God said, today I stand at the door and knock. What you waiting for? But as soon as situations get better, I'm going to say a prayer. As soon as I get my breakthrough, I'm going to get a prayer. No, it ain't no guarantee you're going to get there. It ain't no guarantee. You better pray right now, baby. Our God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jonah prayed right in the belly of the fish. I mean, after all, there was nowhere else to go. Let me ask you a question, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Where do you go when there's nowhere else to go? Baby, you got to deal. You got to deal with this situation right now. Somebody say, right now, Lord. Right now, Lord, will you help? Listen to this. Glory be to God. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and amen and said, Jonah was stuck in his future. Ooh. I said, what you mean, Lord? He said he couldn't go forward and he couldn't go backwards. Oh, my God, Jesus. God will have you stuck in your future. You can't go forward and you can't go backwards. But the blessing is, while he was stuck in his future, he was still stuck with the vision. Oh, my God, Jesus. He was still stuck with the word. If the word on the inside, the instructions that God had given him, I come to tell you, God does not change his mind. Turn around and tell your neighbor that God don't change his mind. He's the same God yesterday and forever. Glory be to God. Jonah was in the belly of the whale, but Jonah was still safe, and so was the vision. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Jonah was secure. The vision was secure. Jonah was untouched, and so was the vision. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. So what happened after Jonah prayed? God spoke to the circumstances. God spoke to the whale and said, release him. Oh, my God. Somebody say release. Oh, hallelujah. God spoke, amen, to the whale. God spoke to the circumstances and said, spit him out. Oh, my God, Jesus. Spit him out. Spit him out. God spoke to the circumstances and said, let him go. Let me tell you something, beloved. When you make up your mind that you're going to do this thing God's way, God will speak to your circumstances and command your circumstances to release you. Spit it out and let you go. Your time is over. Your lockdown is over. Your jail time is over. Your detention is over. Glory be to God. When you give the Lord a yes. When you give the Lord a yes. But beloved, amen, as we see, hallelujah, in the scriptures, hallelujah, God did not release Jonah. Hallelujah, before Jonah was ready. God did not release Jonah until Jonah made a decision to move forward. Not one moment before. Not one moment before. But when Job, amen, spoke out of his spirit, because God knows in that belly couldn't nobody hear him anyhow. And he said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey when your spirit speaks to me. With my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes. Lord, yes. What am I saying? I'm saying God is waiting on you. You ain't waiting on God. Don't open your mouth one more time and speak another lie. And if you're going to lie, God knows, please don't lie on God. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you to say yes so he can spit you out of that stinky situation you're in, that rotten situation you're in, that deteriorating situation you're in, the hell that you're in. God is waiting for you to say yes. So look at God's mercy as we wind down today. In Jonah chapter number 3, look at verse number 2. Look at verse number 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. God spoke a second time. Look at God's grace and mercies. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, speak. Lord, speak again. Lord, just speak again. God, I'm ready. Just say, tell me one more time. I just want to be clear. I just don't want to make no mistake. Lord, speak again. Hallelujah. Tell me one more time, God. One more time, God. Hallelujah. And God's grace and mercy. He told Jonah the same thing he told Jonah the first time. He didn't add nothing to it, and he didn't take nothing away. He said, arise, go to Nineveh, and preach what I told you to preach. You ain't got to worry what to say. I done gave you the script. Oh, my God, Jesus. I done gave you the script. You ain't got to look up no words. You don't need Mr. Webster. You don't need Google. You don't need nothing. You don't need your thesaurus. You don't need the Greek dictionary. You don't need nothing. And you ain't going to add nothing to it, and you ain't going to take nothing away. You're just going to open your mouth and say what I'm telling you to say. Oh, come on, somebody. Can you give God a praise? And guess what Jonah did this time? Some people learn, some people never learn. Jonah said, I ain't going out like this. Hallelujah. He said, God, if this is what you want, I'm going to give it to you. This time when Jonah got up, amen, he obeyed God all the way. He arose and he went, and he went where God told him to go. He went to Nineveh, beloved. And the beautiful part is when you continue to read this chapter, you find out Jonah went. Jonah did what God told him to do. He released the vision. And guess what? The people reacted favorably. Everybody got saved. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Everybody got saved. Faith and obedience. What if Jonah never went? What if he compromised? What if he just wanted to die in the belly and say, I'll never get out of here? Huh? Glory be to God. Some of you may feel you're in a situation that you'll never get out of, and all you got to do is what Jonah did, open your mouth and repent. The whole nation got saved. See, but what Jonah didn't realize is the same thing as that a lot of us do not realize. If the preparation on the other end is always complete. If God gave you some instructions on this end, he already worked it out on the other end. It ain't going to be no struggle. The devil wants you to think it's going to be a struggle. It ain't going to be no delay. The devil wants you to think it's going to be a delay. It's not going to be no lack. The devil wants you to think it's going to be a lack because he don't want you to go. And he went the hard way, but he went. He showed up smelling like fish belly, but he went. And everybody got saved because Jonah showed up. The vision inside of Jonah saved the nation. What about you? What about your vision? What about what God has put inside of you? Everybody there got saved, beloved, in that city. Glory be to God. Who are you going to save? Who are you going to save when you say yes to the Lord? Maybe it's just a person next door. Maybe it's a person at the supermarket. Whatever. Who are you going to save? This whole city was waiting on Jonah while Jonah was in the belly. This whole city was waiting on Jonah while Jonah, amen, was on the other side, amen, running from God. This whole city was waiting on God, waiting on Jonah when God put the vision in Jonah's belly. Who's waiting on you? Who's waiting on you? The thing is this, you ain't going to never know until you do it. Beloved, my closing question today is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want, amen, what God has told you to do? How bad, he who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. How bad do you want, amen, the presence of the Lord? How bad do you want it, amen, to be in the Lord's will? Amen, glory be to God, to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've done the assignment. You completed the assignment. I had to struggle with you a little bit, but sooner or later you got it, and you got it done, because when you walk with God, you can't fail. was walking, study, glory be to God, until he took his eyes off God and he went down. Baby, as long as you look up to your Redeemer, which draws nigh, you cannot fail. The only way you can fail is if God fails. It's a trick of the enemy to keep us in fear, paralyzing us. Got us sleeping at the bottom of the ship that's about to be overturned. Glory be to God. Beloved, I come to encourage you this morning to go deep. The Spirit of God searches the deep things of God. I encourage you to go deep with God. Go deep, glory be to God. Get your vision back. Wake up. Wake up the vision. You know what God told you to do. Stop playing. Stop playing. Because that's what, let me tell you something about players. Players always get played. Stop playing. Hallelujah. Get your vision back. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. I'll obey. I'll say yes to your will. I'll say yes to your way. Tell the Lord yes. And let God work out the circumstances. Let God work out the circumstances. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Jonah did what the Lord told him to do, and everybody got saved. Let God be God. What about this and what about that? Let God be God. Let God be God. Let God be God. Let God be God. Your obligation is to hear God and to obey God. And when you do that, God will take it from there. Beloved, I'm telling you to live the dream. Don't die till you get finished living. Live the dream and leave the consequences to God. Amen, amen, and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, we honor you. We magnify you. We praise you. Father God, we ask that you would forgive us for our disobedience. Forgive us for procrastinating. Father God, some of us have been living in the belly of the whale for so long. Father God, hallelujah. We have deteriorated the bones. But Father God, you can resurrect the dry bones and bring life back again when we say yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to go where you're telling us to go. Help us to do what you're calling us to do. Father God, help us to say what you're calling us to say, Father God, and leave the consequences to you, Father God. We thank you that a whole city was saved because of one man's obedience. Father God, we don't know who's waiting on us. We don't know who's waiting on us, Father God. It could be the next Billy Graham, or it could be the next Catherine Kuhlman, Father God. We don't know who's waiting on us. But Father God, one thing for sure, we know you are. So Father God, we say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. And thank you, Father, for leading us, guiding us, and directing us, and forgiving us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, amen, tell the Lord yes. Let God be God. God is waiting on you. It is not God's will that any soul be lost. It is not God's will that any man shall perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If a man will confess with his mouth and believe in his heart the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. This day, come on out the belly's well. This day, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till next Sunday. Don't wait till Bible study. Don't wait for nothing. Right now where you are, amen, repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner, and I ask that you would forgive my sins. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart to come and live and take control as Lord and Savior and be my God and show me the way that you would have me to go. I submit, I surrender, I obey. Father God, thank you for saving me. Thank you that my name is erased out of the book of death, Father God, and confirmed in the book of life. Thank you, Father God, for the gift of salvation. Help me to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, I thank you. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Guess what? If you just said that, you're saved, you're saved, you're saved. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Amen. We want to rejoice with you, but we want to hear from you. Amen. So let us hear from you so we can pray for you, pray with you, and also send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Amen. That's not the end now. That's the beginning of your walk. Amen. That's the beginning of your walk. Hallelujah. We're going to help you to grow and to mature. Amen. A woman doesn't give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep. See? So that's how salvation works. Some people just want to be left on the doorstep. God wants you to come on in. Amen. Hallelujah. And grow and mature. Hallelujah. And to sons and daughters. Amen and amen and amen. At this time, we're going to take another 2-3 minutes and receive our announcement.
Announcement for Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries with Dr. Alfreda Bradford is the pastor. Join us for 30 minutes of prayer on Facebook Live every morning, Monday through Fridays at 5 a.m. In Jesus' name. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Meet us for a spiritual breakfast for champions, Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-205-5423 or just visit us at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership to connect. Sunday fellowship services every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon on Blog Talk Radio. The lines are open at 11:30 for praise and worship. The Hour of Power prayer line Monday through Fridays at 12 noon, and then back at 9 p.m. The telephone number is 385-799-9729. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Bring your own praise party every other Friday night at 9 p.m. Singing, reading, praise reports, having a good time in the Lord. Bible study every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your Bibles and your notebooks. Just call the prayer line number and we will be there. Lord's willing. Dr. Alfreda B. mentors on Media TV. Live streaming every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. Find us on Apple Fire TV, Roku TV, YouTube, Apple TV, and Google TV. Find us under the ICN Impact Network channel. We ask that you would please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and all the social media outlets. Our mailing address is Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can email us your praise reports and your prayer requests at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. We ask that you would visit us on our website at lifewordjesus.org. And while you are there, please click the donate button to sow a generous seed offering today. Thank you, and God bless.
Amen and amen and amen. These are our announcements, beloved. Let us remember that our prayer summit is taking place on Wednesday and Thursday night at 7:30 on Zoom. You'll be able to connect with us on the internet or call right in. This Wednesday night, amen, glory be to God, we will be seeking the Lord for divine healing. Amen. Glory be to God. And on Thursday night with Dr. Housie, amen, we will be praying for family and finances. Amen. We still have testimonies coming forward from last month's prayer summit. Amen. So please mark your calendar. Please share the word. Amen. Bring the names of people, and matter of fact, bring the people yourself. Amen. This Wednesday night and this Thursday night at 7:30. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. We will have information next week about our upcoming 11th ministry anniversary taking place in the month of December. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. These are our announcements, and we want to thank God for you and you. Again, we want to thank God, amen, for all of our visitors, all of our listeners, amen, those of you listening on replay, those of you that are live. Amen. Thank you again, Minister Thurman, for serving. Amen. And for each and every one of you. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day. Hallelujah. Let God be God. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we bless you. Father God, for the services. We thank you for the finances, the tithes, the offerings, the donations. Father God, being sold into the ministry by faith. We believe it. We receive it. And we send back a 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold harvest, Father God, to those, Father God, sowing by faith and to the word of God. And we say thank you, we say thank you, we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not and shall not come to pass. Now to him who's able to keep you from falling and to present your faultlessness in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you, keep you, and make his face to shine upon you and be kind and gracious to you in Jesus' name. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we love you. Amen. We love you. And Satan is absolutely defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus is Lord. As we bind every spirit of retaliation, go forward. Tell the Lord, yes. Keep the dream alive. Amen.
Say yes. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? And tell the Lord, yes.
Yes.
See, yes.
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 Yes. Say, I'll obey Jesus.
Yes.
I will stray,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But this time I'm made.
Yeah. says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He says there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher.
There is more that I require of thee.
He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces.